This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. Hola!
Hola, bicholas. Yeah, there is that reminded when you said hola before we started. It's about a radio station that used to say it, if, for those people that don't know.
That might be before some of our people's time. If so, yeah. Are you old enough to be listening to this podcast or watching it? Just kidding. How was your day, Frank?
Right. It was same thing every day. Get up, go for a walk, read, work, go to the gym, eat dinner.
Good, good, good.
Here we are. It is Tuesday.
Here we are. Big facts, right. Big facts.
How was your day?
Busy, busy. But, you know, I live for that, so... I live for the chaos. Work was just wild and so just busy, but we made some money today, which is good considering my location is, you know, just opening back up. So, but yeah, it was wild. And I remember exactly what that chaos is in the glass industry, but I'm telling you, I live for it. Live for it.
Right.
So, but yeah, overall it was good. Good day. Productive. It went by really quick. I was, you know, had some meetings this morning first thing, but got those knocked out and then just busy the rest of the day. So just got home a little bit ago and here we are.
Yeah, work started out pretty busy and it just like kind of went dead for the rest of the day. So it was a long day for me.
Also, you'll be glad to know that I unplugged my open sign today. That's so funny you sent me that too, because I literally like stressed about it in the beginning. Like, oh my God, what if I forget to turn it off? And sure enough, you sent me that picture this morning and I was like, dang, oops.
Yep. Like I said, I literally walk by your work every morning, so.
Mm-hmm. Which way do you go? You just walk up from the apartments down Auburn Way?
Yep. I walk down Harvey Road to Auburn Way, take a right, and walk down past, usually to the car rental place there.
Hertz?
No, it's just past Sars Market.
Okay, yeah.
Or past your work on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
You got the small auto body shop there, and then... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Enterprise.
Yeah, Enterprise.
Usually it's like, so like during 75 hard, it's like you got to do a 45 minute workout. So in the morning, you know, I get up at 4 and I walk. I set a timer for 23 and a half minutes.
Yep.
Walk till the timer gets off, which is usually pretty consistent every day. And then walk back and that's. Yeah. Usually my exercise in the morning.
Not bad, not bad, not bad.
No?
Yeah, well, as we draw closer to 75 hard, I was thinking about this on the way home. Like, what do I want to get out of it this round? And, you know, am I going to change anything? Obviously, we all, like, I think you too, and I don't, you can correct me if I'm wrong, like, go back and forth about what diet I'm going to do. I still haven't 100% locked that in yet. Like, you know, what I want out of it this time, what I'm hoping, you know, I learn from it this time and that kind of thing. And for me, like, just the things that I've come up with so far, not even things, I guess the one thing that keeps coming back is, like, you know, to be able to stick to it after.
Yeah.
And, you know, just not let the gas up this time. Doing that this time, I don't think it hurt me necessarily, but, you know, it's, I just don't want it to be this hard to go back into another round of it if we decide to do another round, or, you know, just this hard every day in general. So that's what I'm hoping comes out of it this time. It's not about the number on the scale for me anymore. And it hasn't been in a long time.
Yeah.
Playing those two games of softball on Friday night. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, the next morning in the walk, like, my body was screaming. And it's just different movements, different, you know, different swinging a bat. My ribs and my abs were, even still when I do that and, like, brace myself. Oh, dude, I'm still, like, trying to catch up from that. So, you know, just be, it's not about the number, like I said, but just be physically, you know, capable of doing the things that I want to do. And it's, that's my goal for this go around, I think.
Yeah, so. I think it's important to set goals and, you know, lock that in, because it's like, what's the point?
Right.
If you're not going to have a goal. And, you know, I go back and forth on the diet too, but I think I'm just going with, like, keto-ketovore.
Yeah.
Even with, like, keto, I can still eat as much meat as I want.
I think that's where I will probably land. It will be either that or clean eating in general. You know what I mean? Just because I straight carnivore for me. Yeah. Those last few weeks.
I have to be realistic. You know, we're going to Vegas, staying in a hotel, so it's not going to be easy. I can't, like, meal prep or do anything like that.
Truly have a little bit of anxiety about that, honestly. Not the going to Vegas part, but being in the hotel, like, not being able to cook, you know what I mean? And trust me, listen, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, every meal must be home cooked and every meal must be, no, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with, okay, it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm hungry. I need a snack. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so. Yeah, no, that's true. That's very true. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said we have to be realistic about it. So, yeah, I agree.
And with the holidays coming up too, you know, I want to be flexible in what I can eat, but it's at the same time, you know, it's when you're kind of at other people's places for holidays, you can't necessarily control what you eat unless you bring your own stuff. So,
or you can just go to somebody's house that's doing it with you.
True. Yeah. My sister's doing Thanksgiving this year at her house. My nephews will be there. And
good.
I'll get to meet the nephew's kid, the newborn. Yeah. Cause they live in Arizona, so I haven't got to see them. So.
Do you hold babies?
I do.
I can't wait. Picture, it didn't happen.
So, like, being in the program, a lot of people have babies and stuff. And
yeah.
Kids love me for whatever reason.
I know kids love you. Yeah.
But I'd have to find them, but I got all kinds of friends in the program that have little babies that I was holding them. And...
If you guys don't know Aaron personally, like, you have to imagine How tall are you, Aaron?
Six.
6'2", 6'3". Like this big, giant 6'3", freaking just big old cock diesel dude holding this little tiny baby. Like,
yeah.
That's the best. I love it. I love it. I know I keep trying to get a grandbaby. It's not happening. I might have a new grand dog, though. They were talking about getting a new puppy, but I kept trying to push the baby. And yeah, no takers yet.
It'll come.
It will. And I can't wait.
Well, you'll be stuck babysitting all the time, you know.
Listen, that baby will be just like my kids. Pack a backpack. Let's go. We got things to do. You know, it's funny because we joke about that with them. And like, you know, my kids grew up at the softball field. Jaden was 11 days old at the softball field. JJ was probably even younger than that. I mean, they grew up literally at the softball field. So, you know, with my son playing softball and, you know, if they were to get pregnant and have a baby, I mean, you just do what you have to do. You pack up the house and you bring it to the softball field. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait. But, you know, they're young. They want to experience some life, just them. And I get that, you know, Jason and I never had that. So, you know, we were babies having babies, but so we just, but now, you know, we're 45 and Jaden's a high school senior. So, you know, once Jaden is gone, we're about to live our best life up in here. Naked all the time. No, I'm just kidding.
I see a lot of parents, too, when their kids are all up out of the house, like, it's like their purpose goes away.
Mm-hmm. I think I will experience that a little bit if I'm being 100% honest. You know me personally, and my kids are such a huge part of, you know, my everyday, what I do, the decisions I make, how it affects my family, my kids, everything. So not having Jaden in the house once Jaden goes, you know, I definitely think I'll go through that little period of, oh my God, what do I do now? So, you know, Jason and I have had that conversation, like, oh my God, we're going to have to talk to each other now. Like, we can't just, you know, talk to Jaden. And
God forbid you got to talk to each other.
I know, right? No, literally though. Like, if you're a parent with multiple kids, you understand what I'm saying. Like, you know, Jason and I will have, you know, have to connect with each other. Not that we don't now, but like, you know, when it's just you two in the house, like, that's the person that you talk to.
Yeah.
And so that will be different for us, you know, and we'll have to find things that, you know, we're interested in as individuals and together, because everything has always revolved around whatever kids got, whatever going on. So, yeah, that will be a new chapter for us. But we started talking about it probably 3 years ago, if I'm completely honest. Like, we've kind of slowly been, you know, working towards that and obviously working on our relationship. Not that it was bad, but just reconnecting. And so that will be interesting to see. It will be interesting for sure. But hey, you know, such is life, I guess.
You got your dog still.
F them damn dogs. Not really. Not really, in case anybody important is listening. But not Koa. I love Koa. Koa is my 85-pound pit bull, for those that don't know. Yeah, he's high energy, but once the excitement goes away, you're like just another thing in the house. He doesn't care. But then I have this Frenchie, y'all. So he snorts. And yes, I know before anybody says anything, they all snort and make noises. Well, Cosmo's nostrils are closed, so he extra snorts. And everything has to have a sound, and he's so dramatic. And he's a pervert. He tried to hump Aaron, like, a lot. And not just Aaron. There's been multiple people that he's violated. He just is very vocal and talks back and argues with you. And people that are only around him once or twice, they're like, oh my God, he's so cute. And I'm like, take him home for a day and then let me know what you think. So yeah, that guy. We did decide though, once these guys are done and pass away and hit the Rainbow Bridge, that will be it. We will not get any more dogs just because we want to travel and, you know, that kind of stuff. So Cosmo yeah. and Koa are it. So, and if my kids want dogs, they can get their own. So by that right. point, they'll be living on their own. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So if you're in the market for a Frenchie, please, please do your research ahead of time. I did not, and I'm stuck with a human trapped inside of a Frenchie body, and it, yeah, it's...
Yeah, he's quite the character, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm shocked he's not at the door, because I'm sure he heard his name.
Yeah.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Anyway, but yeah. How was your weekend?
I'm pretty laid back.
Good.
What did I do? I forget what I did.
That's even better. That's truly laid back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at just my normal routine. Like, I decided until 75 Hard starts again that, like, the weekends I take off. Like, I walk Saturday morning, but I don't walk Sunday right. morning.
Yeah. That makes sense, though. That's not terrible.
Yeah, because I want to kind of sleep in right. at least one day.
That's how we look at Sundays, too. Honestly, because we get up and come to the... Like, I have to get up and leave the house by... I get up at, like, 6:30, 6:45, and I have to leave the house by 7:15 to make it on time. And so, you know, Sundays, we definitely... That's our day to sleep in. So... We definitely take advantage of it. Even once yeah. 75 Hard starts, we still sleep in on Sundays and then just do our workouts the way that, you know, we need to do them. So,
yeah. I was getting up at 6:30 on Sundays, walking, and then I had my meeting at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
But last weekend, I was like, I'm going to not get up until 7:30.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought about something. It'll be interesting to see how Jason handles 75 Hard with it being football season. Because, you know, our Sundays revolve around, our schedule revolves around what time Seattle plays. So I just thought about that. It's going to be interesting to see how he makes that work.
I think it could work.
Oh, yeah, it can work for sure. It definitely can work, but I'm not waiting on anybody. I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
So I used to be super into football like that and watch it, but, you know, I'm a Dallas fan, and it feels like every time I watch them, they lose. Which, before anybody says anything, I know that's 90% of the time. You don't have to tell me. Like, I'm very much aware. So I just stopped watching them, but, you know, I checked the score later, so I don't really have anything vested in it. But, yeah, Jason is a true, true ride-or-die Seahawks fan. And this past weekend, that game, that was wild. So he was super excited. Yeah. But
I haven't watched it really since I got rid of cables. I'm not it's really.
On, they don't even come on cable anymore. They come on Prime now. So that's the only way we're able to watch them.
Yeah. I mean, even though I got like Richard Sherman right there, and then I got Seahawks neon sign over there.
Dude, Jason can give you any information you need to know. Plus, he does like the, he didn't do fantasy this year, but he did like a thing at work. And then, you know, all the extra stuff that he does with all, I'm like, yeah, yeah. Okay. So
this is the first, this year is the first time I haven't played fantasy football in a long time, but
I don't even remember anybody even talking about it, really. Like, yeah. It was here before I even, like, football season was here before I even realized it was here. So, this year has, like, flown by, for real.
Yeah.
And is just getting faster and faster, it seems like. So.
I think there's just, you know, a lot of stuff going on in your life and a lot of chaos going on in the world, and it's easy to be distracted.
Dude, this time next week on Tuesday, I'll be getting ready to leave to go to Vegas the next morning. Next week. Yeah. So, and then I'll be gone until the 7th. And then the very next month, we go to Vegas. So, yeah, the next few months for me are going to fly by.
Yeah.
And I'm okay, though. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Going to a Mariners game on Friday.
Well, that'll be fun. I've only been to one Mariners game, and that was like not long after we came back from Guam. So I told Jason we should go to a Mariners game. We went to a Rainiers game, and that was really fun.
Yeah, so. I went to one a couple years ago. Our company took us to a Rainiers game. The year before, pre-COVID, they took us to a Mariners game.
Right on. Are they doing a theme on Friday night, or is it just a regular game?
You know, no, the part
theme sometime.
Yeah, I don't know. Partner's a Dodgers fan, so they're playing the Dodgers.
Oh,
so
not some rivalry. I live for it.
Yeah,
that'll be fun, though. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we'll be at the softball field this weekend. I'm pretty positive.
Yeah.
It's nonstop all the way up to Worlds, you know, so.
Where are you guys playing this weekend?
Probably Lacey. So what happens is, towards the winter time, they'll start moving everything south to Lacey because those fields are completely turf. So they can play rain or shine. So the further into, you know, fall, winter that we get, if you play fall and winter ball, everything will be down south in Lacey. So.
Well, you better bring an umbrella. It's supposed to rain this weekend.
I got a whole ass canopy. You don't you worry. And I have a little portable heater that runs off of propane.
Go figure.
Yeah. I'm not about to sit out there and just be cold.
Right.
So. Yeah, and then somebody was saying that the weather's supposed to be like 90s when we go to Vegas, and I cannot wait. Can't wait.
Lovely.
Not when we go to Vegas, when I go to Vegas next week, but it probably won't be that much cooler when we go in November, so I'm freaking here for it.
Right.
You know me. But no, it's I'm sure we'll be at the softball fields, and we got to go through Jaden's senior graduation order, and all of that stuff. So, F you, Aaron. F you.
All right.
So, get all that done. Get that out of the way. And then, I'll probably actually start getting ready to go to Vegas then, just because I have to work on Monday and Tuesday. And then we record Tuesday night, and I want to record right before we go. That way we don't miss a week. And so I'll probably start packing this weekend. Get the house clean and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaden will be home while we're gone. So, you know, the dogs and everything will be fine. But go grocery shopping for Jaden, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's what we'll be up to, I'm sure. Nothing super exciting, but, you know, life. There's life.
Life must go on, right?
Amen. What book are you reading right now?
I'm at the very end of Let Them.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Just got a few more pages of the actual book, and then it goes into the recap.
It's wild to me, right? Like how, like for both of us to be in recovery, well, you know, me and Alan on you and AA, like how so much of that ties into the program.
Very much so.
Like it really does, right? Like at first I thought to myself, like, is this, am I just reading too much into it? You know what I mean? But it, a lot of it really is like so much of it. Yeah, I agree. I thought so too. It's such a good book though. It's such a good book.
It's just a different way of looking at it.
Yeah.
And it's definitely like, especially in terms of the relationship part of it, or, you know, it talked about the relationship with mother, which is still,
I know. That kind of helped me, like that part, in some weird sense, it kind of gave me even more permission to forgive my mother. You know what I mean? And that's literally something, and you know this, like it's literally something I have to like make myself do every day. Like when it comes up, nope, you forgave her for that. Let it go. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or let her. Like it is literally like, but it did. It helped me. It gave me some clarity on it's not going to be perfect and it's going to be a process. And so it just kind of gave me permission to, you know, gave myself permission to forgive her even just a little bit more. So I knew it.
Yeah. I mean, like there's some guilt there because I'm like cutting her out, but it's like that all goes away every time she calls me. Mm-hmm. She called me a few weeks ago and text messages are blocked. She's blocked on social media, but she knows that she can call and leave me a voicemail. And so she called me a couple weeks ago and she's like, I just want to say I love you, blah, blah, blah. I didn't respond to her. It triggered me. I'm not going to lie. And then couple more days go by and she calls me again. She's like, I just want to know if the payment went through. And, you know, she set up her account to do auto pay on the money that she borrowed from her vehicle. And so the payments just automatically go through. But she felt the need to call me again or call me. Because I didn't respond to her first one. And I said, some people are going to probably think I'm an asshole, but I don't care.
They have to know the, well,
you don't know the situation.
The whole story. Yeah. You have to know the whole story and the backstory and all of that. So before you try and jump on here and judge anybody, just know there's a fucking backstory.
Right.
Okay. Continue. Go ahead.
So then I call her and I says, like, what don't you get? I told you not to call me. She's like, I just wanted to see that the payment goes through. And I'm like, Mom, the payment's gone through the last 4 months. Why are you even calling me? You're not respecting my boundaries. And she's like, yes, I am. I'm not calling you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You just called me. And then a couple of days ago, you called me to say, I love you. Well, I love you. And I was like, Mom, you're not respecting my boundaries. And so we got into it a little bit, but yeah, it's just like people that have probably lost their mom, including yourself, you know, are probably saying, you know, value that relationship while she's still here. And like, you know me, I'm a caring individual,
When you hear that statement, though, value that relationship while it's here, like, what does that make you feel? Like, if I was to say that to you, like, because, yeah, I agree. Like, I would give anything to hear a voicemail from my mom. Like, as much as she put me through and as hard as we fought, like, what does that make you feel when someone says that to you?
It pisses me off because I don't need to feel obligated to have a relationship with her. Mm-hmm. Given the situation, you know, I already feel guilty enough that I'm not talking to her. So I have my own internal guilt. But at the same time, it's like if you don't set boundaries and the person never changes or is willing to go get counseling to like deal with her own issues, like I've forgiven her about a lot of shit, most everything. But when it continues to happen, it just re-triggers those emotions. And like, I'm completely fine with not talking to her or having her in my life. I'm completely fine with that. I've already made that, you know, distinction, but yet, you know,
yeah. I mean, and like you said, there's a whole backstory. There's a whole, you know, situations over many years that have occurred that people are not aware of that.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think, and not even just relationships with our parents or whatever, like any person that you decide to have a relationship with, I think that's the key, right? Like, boundaries have to be respected on both sides. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said if the behavior continues without any form of counseling or any, like, you know, anything trying to change, then, you know, at that point, like, yeah, I think you're justified in, you know what I mean? So I wish I would have known the boundary thing prior to my mom making her big departure. I had no idea what boundaries were. I had no idea that you could even do that. Right. So, you know, when you're raised in the South and the values of respect your elders, I don't care if your mom is who she is or what she does or whatever. You don't ever speak to your mother that way. You don't ever, like, you know, that's how I was raised. I didn't even know that saying no or talking back was an option. You know, so, yeah. I mean, I get it. I completely get it. So,
like, it's like a lot of people have expectations and they're, you know, don't talk back to your elders or respect them no matter what happens. And I'm just like, that's just an insane way to think. Nobody has the right to treat you like shit.
Yeah.
Like, I know she's broken, that she's like had a lot of trauma as a childhood, but for God's sake, like, have the willingness to change.
Well, too, and that's, we know that because we've gotten the help. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's clearer for us because we know that. And, you know, people that don't, are not even willing to learn, or like you said, don't have the willingness to change the situation, then at that point you have to kind of, you know, wipe your hands and let it be what it's going to be. So, you know, you really, you, because then you become the problem after that by continuing to create the chaos, you know? So.
But then I hear something Mel Robbins says in one of her podcasts about, and I've heard other people talk about it, is like that me cutting her off or setting expectations is a childish way of dealing with it.
But what would your other option be? To have a knockdown drag out with her?
Yeah, we...
You see what I mean? Like...
Yeah. I mean, we've gone down that road last time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when this all blew up this last time, you know, it was over her continuing to ask to borrow money. And when she was moving, she wanted me to come over and take her TV off the wall, which I hung up. Like, she started the whole conversation with is, oh, my friend came over and said you did an amazing job hanging the TV. Now, can you come take it off and go hang it in my new place? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have time.
Well, and she's that, like, well, and just the manipulation behind that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then she follows that, well, I just assumed because you're family, you would come help me out. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with it. I have no time.
It's so weird to me, too, that she said that, because here's the thing. I've known you for, what, 2.5, 3 years almost?
Yeah.
And, like, even I know that that's just probably not a statement that I would say. Well, Aaron, you're my best friend. Like, I feel like you should come. Just not say that.
I mean, she has this like twisted concept in her head that just because she gave me birth, I need to do everything and anything for her. And, you know, when she said that, I flipped out. I said, fuck you. Don't talk to me no more.
Aaron.
We're done. Yeah.
But that's anxiety for you just now.
And then she's like, well, you need counseling. You got problems. And that fucking triggered me. I said, fuck you. I've been through plenty of counseling because of you and Dad. I've worked through my issues, but you're the one that refuses to get counseling and go help for your issues. And that was when I finally said enough is enough. I'm blocking you because you suck too much energy. I'm allowing you to suck so much energy out of my life, but I don't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Take a breath, friend. Take a breath. Take a breath. Jesus Christ.
Right.
No, I get it. I get it 100%. Like, and I know the backstory and I know all the things that, like, it definitely, you know, and I think too, even for me, like with my kids, like, you know, I've always tried to raise my kid with those Southern values, like 100%, you know, you have to respect, you know, but I also have tried to balance that with, don't be afraid to stand on business when it comes time to, you know? So yeah, that's a slippery slope right there. That's definitely and let's be honest, it's hard for me because I don't have my mom, but if my mom were still alive and continuing to do the things that she did, like, I probably would still be a hot mess express because I would still be too busy dealing with her instead of helping myself, you know? Yeah. So it's, as hard as it is, I think it was warranted. And I think you, at the end of the day, you have to protect you. Like, and it took me a long time to learn that. Long time to learn that. But yeah, I get it. So, yeah. Well, don't listen to the voicemails anymore. Like, just let it be. And because she still talks to your sisters too, right?
Kind of, yeah. Gotcha. I meant they're both fed up with her too.
Yeah.
Because all she does is just take, and take, and
yeah, it's just she's gotta wanna be better too, you know. For the person that, and I'm saying this even as myself, you know, for the person that didn't want to or doesn't want to recognize their part in it and their issues and work on their own issues, i.e. myself, before I started doing all of this, like, you know, I was the one to blame for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be willing to take your part in it and take accountability and fix your part. And if you're not willing to do that, then you can't expect someone else to be willing to do that either. So, yeah. Listen to me. I sound so healed and mature and grown right. up. I'll probably cuss Jason out when we get off the podcast, but you know, I'm just kidding.
That's funny. Yeah.
We've come a long way, friend. We've come a long way. We definitely have come a long way. You know, it's my emotional stability has come a long way.
You have.
Funny. So I'm proud of us.
But that's like the only situation in my life that just like triggers me and I just can't control.
Yeah. And maybe that's a situation where let them doesn't apply. You know, it's not every situation is not going to, not going to apply, you know?
I mean, I could let them, mm-hmm.
But you did.
Let me stick to my boundaries.
There you go. That's just what I was about to say. You did let her, do whatever she thought she needed to do, but now you let you do what you needed to do. So that's the other good part about that book is, you know, for people that haven't read it, they assume let people do whatever they think, whatever, act however, whatever, let them. Don't let it have no bearing on you. But what people don't understand is the second part of that where it says, let me ... you know, however you're going to handle the situation.
Yep, so, exactly.
Very true. Very true.
let me very stick true. To my boundaries and not let it get me all riled up.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow we'll try again. Just kidding.
I'll consider that tomorrow.
Let me not choke a bitch.
Yeah, right? Yeah, for sure.
No. I mean, you know, you guys, it will either work itself out. It will work itself out the way that it's supposed to, Aaron. You know? Yeah. I think you and I have gotten really good at being in the moment. And, you know, we both have come to the understanding that there's not anything that could happen to us that we can't figure out a way through. Whether it's individually, together as a team, blah, 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 whatever. But, you know, and for me, I needed to know every detail of everything that was coming towards me. And now I'm just, you know, whatever it is, I'll figure it out. So, and I think you too. So it's, that's growth, friend. That's growth. I don't care what nobody says. That's growth right there.
Right.
So, but yeah, well, I'm not reading anything currently. Shocker. But I think I'm going to start with Brendan Burchard when we go into 75 Hard and start there.
And is that the book I traded you?
Yeah. 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 Start that one. I probably should read Think and Grow Rich one more time so I can maybe understand it this time a little better. But, dude, I'm telling you, like, I need, like, the fifth grade level of that.
Yeah. Like, I'm in no hurry to read it again.
No, for real. And I have like a pretty diverse and eclectic vocabulary. And that thing, like, I had to like, hold on, Google. Let me check I'm understanding the meaning of what he's saying. Like that book is a lot. That book is a lot. Yeah. I think they honestly should do a high school class on it. Or maybe even a college level. And like really take the time and analyze and go through the book. Like,
yeah,
I hope Jaden has to do that. So Jaden can just give me the cliff notes.
Or maybe the
forward to that.
Or maybe the audio book. I don't know.
I don't know if the audio would, maybe if it's like dumbed down, maybe I could understand it. But if I feel not. Like if I do it audio, I'm going to be like, wait, what did he say? Rewind 15 seconds backwards. Like,
yeah, right.
I am excited about that part though of 75 Hard, like getting back into the reading and like, you know, just the structure and the management, probably more the structure than anything. Like I live off of that. So yeah, I am excited about that part. So that
would be good. Yes.
The rest of it, we'll see.
remembering to take a picture every day.
Dude, that part, my God. Literally, there's like some of my pictures, it was after I was already undressed, laying in the bed. Like, I'd have the covers like up to here, and I'm like, because I would remember like last second. Like, I get it. Like, I understand what the picture is there for. But I'm like, every day. How about once a week? Like, every day. It just about becomes another one of those things. Like, fuck.
Yeah. It's about building routine and structure. So.
Yeah, but that. It'll be interesting this time, too, because I won't be on social media.
Yeah.
I won't have a cheer squad in the back. Well, other than our little group that's doing it, but like, I won't have a cheer squad in the background.
You're going to stay off of that extended time, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I haven't completely decided on that yet, but I don't feel like I'm missing anything. I don't feel like the life is getting sucked out of me. And, you know, I'm happy and content with spending time in the moment and not scrolling. So
yeah, I mean, you can set a timer and limit your
so well for me.
I mean, I think the iPhone allows you to set a timer that it won't let you view the app after your time is up.
It probably does have that. I don't doubt it. But mine is, I don't have that. I am a all or nothing. I am a binge or don't do it at all.
Yeah.
And.
Fair enough.
So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm hoping that, you know, I say that and then I realize like how close it really is for us to start. And I'm like, yeah, no, probably not. Like, so I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see whether I get back on or not.
Right.
It's also, I'm learning a lot more about people in my life since not being on social media too. Good and bad. So.
Yeah.
Maybe I needed to.
Because nobody's checking up on you.
Yeah. The people that have are people that I knew that I had genuine relationships with, you know?
Yeah.
And the people that haven't, that claim that we have these super tight-knit relationships, which I knew, it's not like it's hurting my feelings or anything. You know what I mean? Like, nothing like that. But, like, because I've come to you a couple times, I've been like, this person said X, Y, and Z, like, completely out of the blue, and it caught me so off guard. Like, we've had a conversation twice.
Right.
But I'm okay with it. I don't feel like I'm missing anything. And,
you're not.
You know.
It's just stupidity.
Yeah, don't miss that. Got enough of that every day.
Right.
Well, it's time for me to go stuff my face, friend.
All right, my friend.
Sausage and peppers is for dinner at our house.
Nice. Enjoy.
And I have not ate today, so...
I had scrambled eggs with green onions.
Ooh, I could have done breakfast for dinner too.
Rice.
Tomorrow.
And
has rice just become part of your everyday menu?
Not every day, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured it would. I love it though, so I'm here for it.
I was avoiding it for years. I meant that's how I lost, like.
Yeah.
Over 100 pounds, like I cut out bread, I cut out rice, pasta. I'm eating rice quite a bit. I'm eating bread pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
And pasta's mixed in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But okay. like I'm not gaining weight. Like I'm not even really focused on that. I'm just like focused on building muscle and.
Right.
You know. You got to eat way more carbs than you really want to when you're trying to build muscle. So,
facts. That's what I'm going to blame mine on too, is that I'm building. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Right.
So, all right, friend. Well,
all right, my friend.
I'll catch you on the next one.
All right. Peace out.
Adios.
Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.